Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Shut up, Nick. Just shut up.
Wonder what they would have to say about this.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut, shut, shut.
Well, it's got to be rubbed in, too, because they sell like Ramon shirts at Target. They're everywhere.
Yes.
People wearing them all over the place.
I got one, actually.
Might call them icons.
The problem with wearing the Ramon shirt now is it's too cliche. And I like the band, you know, now that people, kids are wearing them and they don't even know who the hell they are. You know,
so. Yeah.
It's too bad.
You know, the band may have regrets, too.
Oh, not being interviewed by me? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
About all that heroin that killed them?
Yeah.
We thought we were going to talk to Tyler, and he passed. Because he had to go party.
Oh no, I was already at a party when I got a call. Come on. What's up?
Oh, we'll have to.
Todd, nothing beat getting laid in college. You know
that. No, I understand completely.
Jim Morrison's on the phone. I'm busy.
I think this girl might eventually say yes.
Did she that night?
I don't remember. It was a blur. Everything's a blur.
I might have dropped everything to interview Morrison, though.
Yeah, he was dead then.
He was.
Yeah.
Which makes it all that much of a big get.
Right. They've got to take that off.
That's a good get.
Lady Gaga's dog walker, Ryan Fisher.
Apparently, there were three dogs, and he saved one of them.
Well, one of them didn't leave.
One of them didn't get kidnapped.
Or ran away and then came back.
Do you think, besides the medical bills, maybe Lady Gaga give this guy an extra, I don't know, $40,000 or something like that for his troubles?
Maybe a little hazard pay.
Right.
He's expected to make a full recovery after he was shot multiple times.
Especially because she'll give $500,000 to the girl that found the dogs. But how about something for the effort over here?
He thanked Lady Gaga for her support.
He didn't look happy laying in bed. He showed him with a big big bandage right over his right shoulder. I mean, it's like a couple inches later. Heart, he's dead. He's a dead man. Right?
That was close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently he's happy with Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah, of course she is. I'm sure she's taking care of him.
Did these guys know that was Gaga's dogs?
Apparently those pit bulls are, not those pit bulls, those French bulldogs. Are really people like those.
They're worth money,
They're worth money.
Thousands.
It is going to come to a head, though, because if that guy's just hanging out, at some point she's going to have to be like, when he's better, like, well, are you going to walk the dogs again? I am paying you to walk the dogs.
It will come to a point, right, where it's going to be awkward. Yeah. Should I just keep paying this guy?
Well, in the meantime, she's had to hire a new dog walker.
Right.
Well, okay, but here's my question, and I don't know anything about this.
Right.
If you're a dog walker in this neighborhood, shall we say, are you working for yourself or are you working for a company?
That's a good point. Usually they're by themselves. I'm sure they're by themselves. It might be a company. Because I don't think it's a full-time job just for her dogs.
That's what I'm saying.
They probably do celebrity dogs, right.
Okay, but it's not just one guy. Hey, who's your guy? Well, it's Bill. Okay, I'll call Bill.
Might be his own business. Might be in somebody else's business.
It could easily be somebody else's business.
Right.
And it could just be some guy she knows and trusts.
Yeah.
I think that would have come up before now, if that were true. I think it's just a service. She doesn't know this guy. It's just a service.
We don't know. You're right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, how about a little something for the effort?
Right. You know? She might just hire the service.
Right.
And they send over whomever. But if Lady Gaga calls the service, I'm betting there's not a lot of guys who are just clamoring to walk her dogs anymore.
No.
Here's your leashes and your bulletproof vest.
Yeah, they got marks on their back right there.
Well, you'd have to carry a gun.
I would just hold the dog up. You know, that's what I would do. I'm sure I love dogs, but you know, I'm not dying for somebody else's dog. I'm pulling the dog up. Bullet hits a dog. I drop the dog and I run.
And then get shot.
Well, no, they're not coming after you. They're coming after the dead dog now.
Oh yeah, it appears that you find a dog walker as you would a date.
Yep.
There's many from which to choose.
I'm sure they find people, but they got to find people that are a little bit discreet too, because the huge celebrities are not going to let people in their house they don't know.
Yeah, and huge celebrities aren't going, well, let's call this dude, see if he'll come over and do it.
Yeah, you remember the time you're in that movie? They don't want that crap.
Yeah, they have people for this.
They do.
To figure this out.
So she probably
might have had no idea he was even doing this.
You're right. There might be an outfit that specializes.
If she's out of town, Nick. She might not have been.
She is out of town.
If her assistant did it.
Yeah, she's out of the country.
Oh, she was. Okay.
Yeah.
But there might be an outfit that says, we walk celebrity dogs. And they have a reputation among these celebrities.
Yeah. Or rich dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, rich dogs.
We walk rich dogs.
Hilaria and Alec Baldwin welcoming their sixth child.
Yeah, man, she's
5 months after she gave birth to the 5-month-old.
Speaking of a litter, holy
crap.
Yeah.
What?
5 months.
So preemie.
Or?
Adopted?
Or surrogate. They don't know. No one knows.
They say this was quietly released. They had a sixth kid. I bet you was a surrogate. Yeah. Because unless the one just stayed in there 5 extra months.
Or it could have just been an adoption.
You know, I kind of like it in here. I'm going to hang out.
That's a lazy kid.
Unless she has an odd gestation period.
No, they're babies. That's true. We don't know, but I bet you it was a... But why are you impregnating somebody? Oh, yeah, they probably impregnated somebody else, and then she got pregnant.
No.
Somebody's for other way around. Other way around. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Whatever.
No.
What a nightmare. That many babies?
Yeah.
Well, they must want them.
Yeah.
They do have a choice. On especially the last one.
Yeah. Well, you just wear a condom.
Yeah, but
that's no fun.
That's not how they got this one.
No,
there are instances where people have multiple babies, twins, triplets.
I don't think they have any triplets. Yeah. Or twins. They just have all these kids.
I don't think anybody plans for that.
No.
But it happens.
Just seems like a lot of work. I'm sure Alec Baldwin isn't lining him up to change the diapers and
stuff. No. He's out making a living.
No.
Walking dogs.
Yeah. He's got a new sitcom coming out with Kelsey Grammer. I know Kelsey's going to do the a reboot of Frasier, but they can do two things nowadays because you put something else out on Netflix, whatever how you do it. You know?
There is a video available, viral video at WTRF showing a woman who does not want to wear a mask in the grocery store.
Oh, she's a bitch.
A cashier is, she's at the checkout, and the cashier asks her to wear a mask, and so the woman takes off her thong underwear and puts it over her head.
And then goes, ooh.
Big mistake.
I nasty. Take your underwear off, Craig. Stick it right on your face. You're not going to do that.
Oh, I'm not wearing a dress. It was easier for her.
Well, if you wore it. I'm not talking about, do you want your underwear pressed against your nose?
Well,
I don't.
She didn't want a mask pressed against her nose either.
I know, because
and
she
so
showed
she
her.
Chose her underwear.
She showed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and
I don't.
The thong ain't going to do anything. You know?
This is referred to, this woman is referred to as Thong Mask Karen.
Oh.
There is video.
They kick her ass out?
There is video of this woman doing this.
They kick her ass out?
Well, she's at the checkout.
Oh. And, yeah, you still kick her
and
out.
And then she puts a mask on.
No, it's just a thong. Even the part that covers the vajayjay is not big enough to cover your face.
The largest portion covering her mouth and the thin strap running over her nose. So it's not a proper mask. Yeah.
But still compliant by definition.
I don't know.
Not if it's
a string over her nose.
Unless she's a big panted woman, that's not covering her face.
She's not.
I know she's not.
Yeah, she's not at all.
Yeah.
She looks
she
just
showed
like
them. She showed them. I'm the idiot that put a thong on my face.
She took that off real quick.
It stank. That's why. Jeez. She's a douchebag.
Just got a response from Dr. Mina.
About what?
About do they use the C-bomb in India?
Oh, she's listening live? Good.
No, I texted her.
Oh, okay.
Just random question.
And you spelled it out, right?
Interrupted her doctorate.
C-bomb is not what some people... We're saying C-bomb, it's not that one.
Male.
Male C-bomb.
Slang for the male genitalia.
Yeah, I said, do they use the that slang term in India? She said not specifically. They've got a word, but it doesn't directly translate. Right. But she is going to email her cousins, though, the same ones that were banned from teaching her more swear words after the British cousin taught her how to say bloody hell when she was 5 years old.
Bloody hell was a bad word? Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Tell her you want to say the C word on a podcast with us. And we'll give her another sentence to put in front of that.
By podcast, you mean voicemail?
Yeah.
Not too.
Or just direct phone call. Or just direct phone call.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hershey's is coming up with some new Reese's Cups for a minute. They announced they are launching the Reese's made out of and filled with peanut butter.
That's what they are.
No chocolate at all.
No chocolate.
Oh.
What?
The outside is peanut butter as well.
Well, then why is it filled with peanut butter?
Because so it's hard peanut butter filled with peanut butter.
Okay.
That sounds good.
How about just reverse it?
I don't think so.
It just sounds like big peanut butter.
Thank you. It's chocolate.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. And
I'll tell you what sounds like ass. This is on the social media. There's an Iowa pizzeria. I'm not sure where it's at. They call it a breakfast pizza. It's a pizza with cheese on it and Fruit Loops. No. It just sounds...
Yeah, I saw that. It looks gross.
It's just gross. I mean, if that pizza had like vanilla on it and then it'd be a dessert pizza, that might... taste okay, but then it really wouldn't be a pizza. So cheese and Fruit Loops is not a pizza.
And Fruit Loops do not go together.
No, it's just and you look at the video, the picture of it. It's it's a pizza just with Fruit Loops all over this cheese. And I'm thinking that sounds like ass. And Craig mentioned before when it's a breakfast pizza, put egg on it or sausage or something like that.
Yeah, Fong's Pizza in Des Moines. I've heard of that place.
Okay, we've had that. They have a crab rangoon pizza that's really
good. Crab rangoon. I could. That sounds okay.
Yeah but I do. But like the crunchy, like a crunchy cereal like that on a pizza sounds absolutely disgusting.
Well, it's crunchy and sweet. I don't. You know.
Yeah, the only thing throwing this off for me, it's a sweet cream cheese base. The mozzarella is where you're throwing it off for me. The Fruit Loops, a drizzle of Greek yogurt and condensed milk. The rest of that's all sweet, but then you throw in the savory cheese, and I don't get that.
Yeah, the cheese, I don't get.
Drizzle just, of just, Greek
make,
yogurt.
Make it a breakfast. Make it a dessert pizza without the cheese.
Yeah, take the cheese off, and I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, cheese and cereal. Is
but
an
once
awful
again,
combination.
They're not getting the pub unless they do it like that. You know.
Yeah, but for a pizza, I don't think anything sweet should be on.
No,
there.
I don't either.
I side with the.
Although I've had pineapple pizza, I don't like it, but. The pineapple's sweet. So.
It's not inedible.
No, I won't die on that hill.
No.
If there's pineapple on the pizza, fine.
Yeah.
It's not fine. Yeah, but generally I'm
against it. I don't ever. I only had it because I worked at Domino's, and they made everything there. So we always had leftover pizzas. So I actually had a bite of a pineapple pizza. Yeah. And guess what, Nick Craig? I never had that on there again.
There you go.
Because pizza to me is pizza.
I definitely fall in the anti-pineapple camp.
Me too.
There are times when sweet and savory work together.
But not pizza, though. I'm with you on that.
I'm against all warm fruit.
Yep.
Oh, no. Grilled pineapple? with some cinnamon and sugar on it, and like a scoop of ice cream.
Or apple pie.
Yeah, warm apple pie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're, she all
that fell apart real quick.
It did. I was with you right away until we got,
baked apples are really good. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've never sat down to a bowl of Fruit Loops and said, you know, it really hit the spot with these Fruit Loops is some cheese.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Gross.
Not a good pairing.
Melt some Velveeta and put it in your cornflakes.
Yeah, nah.
You. You. The Japanese government has asked China to stop imposing COVID-19 anal swab tests for Japanese citizens.
That's actually a thing? I thought it was a joke.
No. The chief cabinet secretary...
How big is the swab?
Scott Sinobo Kato said...
Like take a at-home kit. It's really thick. You swabbing yourself again? Yeah, I tested negative an hour ago. I want to check again.
Like, that's the dildo. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato said anal swab tests caused a great psychological pain.
So so they're just taking Japanese residents of China and only swabbing the Japanese? Jesus.
No. People going in and out.
I'm sorry.
People going into the country.
I almost broke into a Dr. Seuss there. I'm sorry about that.
People going into the country. Japanese going into the country.
I burped.
And
I'm sorry. Diplomats
and other foreigners.
I burped. I actually had a hiccup right there.
Right.
Japanese.
Any number of people, including some American diplomats and their families, have said that this has happened to them.
So only foreigners. Is the anal swab.
The people going into the country,
right.
Yeah.
Instead of the mouth swab. So you're at the TSA, pull your pants down. Oh, I'm already ahead of you.
All right. wait a minute. Not all right.
Were you just here? Yes.
I just swung back around in line again.
Yeah. Is that as effective? Are you going to get the same result?
Japan has not received a response from officials in Beijing about whether they
like
would
email.
Change
sounds
the
like
testing
another,
procedure.
Another text to Dr. Minipus. Ask her about anal swabs.
According to the Washington Post, the procedure has been applied in China because it is reportedly more accurate than nasal or mouth swabs. So I can't tell you whether it is or not, and it doesn't look like the Washington Post is telling us whether it is or not either.
I don't think you can request that if you're going to a test site around here.
Just you're in your car and you hike your ass up in the air.
Right.
Stick it there.
Listen, my nose is kind of sensitive, and I've heard about this alternative.
Yeah.
You mind?
I thought you'd never ask.
They claim that this improves the detection rate of infection and reduces missed diagnoses.
Oh, so they're saying it's more accurate.
That's what they're saying.
Hmm. Or they just tell you that to get your pants down.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but it's
and it works
little,
every
they
time.
They don't have to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No
just,
means yes, and yes means anal.
All right.
It's just a little swab. It's not like you're getting pegged or anything. And some guys like that.
A little swab?
No, pegging.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, a guy who likes a pegging is going to get a swabbing and say, is that all you got?
Yeah, right. That's a good point. That's a great point, actually.
How many of those Q-tips do you have?
Yeah.
Hell, I like anal.
Damn it. Right. Go ahead and use the whole bundle.
I got a lot of anal clips, by the way. Yeah.
I hope they're not all of me saying things like that.
You're a lot.
Many
Damn
of them.
Damn it.
Many of these anal clips are you, Craig. Yeah, like this one here. Huh? Yeah.
Anal is normal and never needs to be asked for. That's not true.
No. Actually, there's only three Craigs in the anal here.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. And we've already used two?
Yeah, I used all three, I think.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes means anal, the whole bit. Yeah.
Okay, so there's no more?
No. No.
But there's... I'm the only one.
Nope. Hang on.
Well, you anal me. You're not the only one, Craig.
Okay.
Here's a good one, too. I haven't heard these in a while. If you're at home game, just type in the word anal, by the way.
Anal beads are hot again.
friction.
You mean like for sale, or are they good? Right. Or you just warmed them up too much in the microwave?
You pull them out real fast.
I think that means they were trending.
Got it. I got it. Oh, here's one. Here's me, both me and you, Todd. I'll throw myself under the bus here. Apparently, we combined with this one here. Anally.
Yes.
These are all what we say when we're in China, getting off the airport. Right. This is my favorite.
Yeah.
Let's go back to my favorite. Wrap it up with my favorite one again. Yeah. Nick, you haven't said anal here in a while. You say balls a lot. That's why, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anal is normal and never needs to be asked for.
There you go,
Greg. That's not true.
No. When you're receiving. I'm not saying you're forcing anybody. I think you're just.
Okay. I see.
People are with you. You don't have to ask.
Okay. I get
just
it
do
now.
It. Just do it.
I get it now.
No, it's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If you feel like rolling over, roll over.
I miss so much when I pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Not much. You missed a bunch of anal jokes.
A little expert analysis from Dick the Dominator.
Oh, hey, Dick. Hey. Talked about you yesterday, man.
So.
Go ahead.
So the people that like the pegging aren't necessarily going to enjoy the swabbing because that falls under medical fetish play.
Completely different category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, and not to, single people out, but if you remember correctly, a lot of your Asian community likes putting eels and things like that in body orifices.
Do they? You hear those stories.
That's the stories we keep hearing from the medical journals.
Let's not say a lot of the Asian people. Let's say some of them.
If there's an eel, it's generally from an Asian country.
Right, it is.
Pretty sure those are isolated.
Aren't they
incidents.
More handy, though, the eels in Asia? I don't know.
I got no idea.
Does it just seem like a lot?
It seems like they're more readily available.
Hey, Dick is just he just reads the facts. He's not, he's not me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dick. Appreciate it, man.
Yep.
All right.
Today's final exam will consist of two parts, oral and anal.
In that order.
Yeah. What'd you score on the SATs and anal? I didn't, not good. Or the ACTs, whatever you took there.
I lost my scores. We're going to have to do it again.
There you go. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.